WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of a new rap record by Kool Moe Dee. Ken says the album is so inventive it will dispel any notions that rap records all sound alike.
Rap music has been around as a significant commercial force for 10 years now. It's the novelty music that never went away. Rap's stripped-down rhythm, lack of conventional melodies, and strict A-B-A-B rhyme scheme seem to doom it to repetition and a stylistic dead end. Instead, rap has become a true postmodern music. It builds its innovations on pre-existing work, enlivened by fresh inspiration and witty juxtapositions. The best example of what I'm talking about is Kool Moe Dee's new album, How You Like Me Now. He recites his rhymes in an utterly ordinary, if impressively vehement, voice. This New York-based rapper has a big hit with the title song, which couches a typical rap boast in music that combines stark percussion, a James Brown rhythm figure, and a musical quotation from Dizzy Gillespie's Salt Peanuts.
Now, brothers are riding me like a pony. I'm no phony, I'm the only real macaroni, playing the mic like it's supposed to be played. New Jacks, you all should have stayed out of the business. What is this, amateur night at the Apollo? Get off this stage, I'm enraged. Just like a lion trapped inside of a cage, I'm the real king. Rap is a jungle, I never understood how could one go to a party. Watch me stand around and jock me, become a rapper, then try to rock me. Scheming like a demon, you're screaming and dreaming. I'm from the old school, I used to see men die for less, but I'm not living that way. I let my mic do the talking and let the music play.
The first wave of rap music appeared in the late 70s, around the same time as punk rock. Like punk, it was a reaction to the pervasive blandness of corporate pop music. The first few years of rap yielded some great singles, but no first-rate rap albums. And ever since the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper, albums have been the standard way to measure great popular music. But over the past few years, that's changed. Albums by Run-DMC, Houdini, and this Kool Moe Dee record have all been fine, varied works that completely contradict the usual complaint that this stuff all sounds the same.
Fifty ways. I'll take your mind on a mental trip to a place you've never been. Make you see things in a way you never thought possible. And then I'll change the game plan, reverse the role. Sit back and let you take control. I got 50 ways. To get you
50 ways.
I'm making my game plan. Soon as I spot you, I'll come over and speak. And if you like it or not, you're gonna speak, because you feel you got to at least say hi. But then why not get to know me? But you better watch your step, because before you know it, I got you. I got 50 ways to get you.
50 ways. 50 ways. 50 ways.
I'll ask you for a play today, and if you say no, it's okay, 'cause I'll just sit back and lay, 'cause it's a matter of time. 'Cause if I wanna be with ya, I'll take my money and bet ya. If I really, really want you, I can get ya by the end of this.
That's Kool Moe Dee using Paul Simon's 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover for his own purposes. Reproducing the hook in the chorus of the Paul Simon song, Kool Moe Dee fashions an entirely new creation whose message is the opposite of Simon's. Dee says to his object of affection that he's not leaving her, but that he knows 50 ways to keep her interested. Rap music has carved out its own audience, which is primarily a black urban one. Only a few rap acts like Run-DMC and the Beastie Boys have broken through to a mass audience. Kool Moe Dee's album may be too hard-edged to make a similar breakthrough, but it deserves to, with its artfully constructed music and its wide range of references. I would think that pop music fans who think they don't like rap might be won over by Kool Moe Dee's No Respect.
What you want, you ain't gonna get it.
anything for a bill, cause they think they'll get respect. Bought a big Mercedes, and you got about 10 more cars. Now you impress the ladies, and you're a neighborhood star. Gold on your fingers and your neck, but you still get no respect.
That's Kool Moe Dee offering a clever interpretation of Aretha Franklin's version of Otis Redding's Respect. Kool Moe Dee isn't some callow kid. He used to be a member of the Treacherous Three, a rap group that made a series of smart, innovative singles you probably never heard. Many of the lyrics on How You Like Me Now contain inside jokes and insults directed at the younger generation of rappers who've come along since Dee began. But unlike many of his colleagues, Dee hasn't settled into repeating himself or staying with one trademark style. He's a master of pop collage. His music quotes Prince one minute and the hard rock band Queen the next. What he ends up doing, though, is creating a portrait of himself.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. He reviewed Kool Moe Dee's new album, How You Like Me Now.
I got a rhythm to ride. I can feel it inside. In my bones, I got a Jones. I'm the microphone pride in New York. When I talk, other MCs walk. Street critics rave and the ladies hawk. Compliments are given because my rhymes are driven by ego that prevents me to bite. Because I'm not living like that. I am authentic like the Titanic. But I'm unsinkable. Believe it and then accept it. It's reality. You have no choice. No screaming or yelling. I got a real voice. I'm bad at the bad. New reason to get mad.
This is Fresh Air.